straight again. Heads up the drive to the door. The lights of the party shine over the fields, while lovers and dancers watch Catherine wheels and argue realities digging their heels. In a world that's finished with war and a lost wind of summer blows into the streets, past the tramps in the alleyways, the rich in silk sheets. You're a fly sleeping, you feel heartbeats through the floor. On the last day of June 19, on the night that Ernst Röhm died, voices rang out in the rolling Bavarian hills. Swept through the cities and danced in the gutters, grown strong like the joining of wills. Oh, I could wave like a roar in the distance, in moonlight carved out of steel. Singing, oh, lonely, so lonely, so long. You don't know me, how long, how long. You can't hold me, I'm strong now, I'm strong, stronger than yours. Sit here now by the banks of the Rhine, dipping my feet in the cold stream of time. And I know I'm a dreamer, I know I'm out of line with the people I see everywhere. The couples pass by me, they're looking so good, their arms around each other, they head for the woods. They don't care who Ernst Röhm was, no reason they should. Just a shadow that hangs in the air. But I thought I saw him cross over the hill with a whole ghostly army of men at his heel. And struck in the moment, it seemed to be real, like before. On the last day of June 1934.
Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. Doing it as a team next week right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 60 minutes, sometime around the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It is that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. Yes, that is what we do. Next week, I can't even control myself at this point. Next week, January Ferry will be here in the studio for the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib. It's our annual excursion into the holiday spirit. And as I've said a million times in my life, it is what the holidays are all about for me. And I'm so glad to have you, the listener, here with us to make it happen. That's the best thing ever. Well, really the best thing ever is having January Ferry flying all the way from Cincinnati here to Boston. And we're going to have a festive weekend all the way around and then get her right here in the studio where we will giggle and sparkle and all that sort of stuff in the run-up to the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib coming up at midnight a week from now. Yay! We'll be informing you over there on the Facebooks, if you're not already aware of it, and giving you the information on how to call in and participate in that Mad Lib game. The best part about talking about it right now is it reminds me that I have to get the Heat Big Christmas Mad Lib together. That's a chore all by itself. Let's not focus on the future. Let's focus on now with you, the listener, here for Bubbles in the Think Tank. Hopefully you're hanging out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where you know many giggles will be had throughout this evening. And I think we should just go ahead and start it right now with a little Slim Gaylord here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Splat-em. Splat 'em, that's the latest bill around. When you get to ripping bars, the glitter, mama, then you know that buddy's under the seal. Splat 'em, I'll see you later. I'll dig you later. Spag'em, oh, spag'em, that's the latest feel around. when it gets on the ribbon bone, glitter. You know that gate is under the seal. Spargum, spargum, spargum me. See you later. Dig it, I.
First, me and Mr. Mommy Man made a deal with the doctor to cut the worms out of my head.
apart. It started kinda slow, but then it got real groovy when the juice began to flow. Juice, juice, juice makes me loose, loose, loose. Makes me feel so fine when I'm with that gal of mine. Along about 11, the juice was getting low.
Talking about Amos?
Oh, it's juice. What else?
She's not the yellow rose of Texas, not the belle of New Orleans. But when I'm with my baby, to me she's like a queen. Juice, juice, juice makes me loo, makes me feel so.
Contract.
Record contract.
Contract on your mother-in-law.
Contract on your mother-in-law.
Dolce, deck of cards, cover of Vogue, everything, 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 everything.
People like to go down to the beach and bring their lunches so they can go swimming.
Bring it out, swim it out.
Some would go and buy a meal at the stands. They like to swim.
I'm swimming, we're swimming.
And laying in the sun can make a sunburn. They take a bottle of calamine lotion and it stops the burn on the sunburn.
Take away the pain, disappear the burn.
They enjoy being out on the beach with a swimming party.
We're swimming.
The children like to play in the sand. When they let the baby play in the sand, he gets a sunburn.
Take away the pain, disappear the burn.
And some of them have a worse cold at the beach. They caught a cold and they figured they'd lay in the sun and that would disappear the cold.
Disappear the cold.
Well, it helps to disappear the cold.
Disappear the cold.
Let's see. They bring their own radios, transistor radios, to hear the broadcast, and they have to buy tonic to keep the smoothness in their mouth.
Smooth, refreshing, it's magic.
And walking on the sand causes foot calluses.
started calling again. Here comes that started calling again.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're just doing a little radio show here. That's all. That's all that's happening. Everybody just relax. It's a beautiful night out there. Even if it is a little heavy and wet. That's what we'll call it tonight. A reminder about the Tufts Graniff Music Center having their fall 2017 series of special community music concerts on Sunday afternoons. One more left, because between you and me, there's still a little bit of fall left. I love that they recognize it appropriately. Coming up Sunday, December 10th, it's the Tufts Wind Ensemble with Poems. For more information, you can just goggle Tufts Fall 2017 Music. It's a public service announcement from the Tufts Music Department and the Graniff Music Center. Still plenty of silliness to go, running us all the way up to the radio obituaries tonight, which may even start a few moments early. Wouldn't that be novel? Of course, it's all just part of the excitement about January Ferry being here next week for the big Christmas Mad Lib. It's gonna happen. We're very excited. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. But in the meantime, we do have the 13th-ish annual Christmas Cavalcade for the Homeless here in Boston, benefiting the Somerville Homeless Coalition on Wednesday evening at Once Lounge and Ballroom in Somerville. Maybe somebody will put a link to that up over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where hopefully everyone is hanging out and enjoying themselves right now. Another thing coming up is the Bee's Knees. It's a few weeks off yet, second Saturday in January. But here's a Bee's Knee from a couple years back, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I've lived in a home. I've traveled in trailers when I used to roam. But now in these places you won't have me yet, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. I do what I want to, no worries, no cares. If anyone bugs me, I climb little stairs, way up to a level where astronauts tread, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. If sheer time means nothing, I couldn't care less. I don't rush for buses and trains are a mess. There's no one to care for, I don't make a bed, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. I like how I'm living, I'm nobody's slave. My head's above water, so don't make a wave. There's no door to lock and no dog to be fed, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. So why should I move when the neighborhood's right? No taxes to pay and no landlord to fight. Now I call this to me once more and I said, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. Now you keep your ulcers, your ills and what's new. You sure couldn't have them and live like I do. You think I have problems, but you do instead, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. I live with two people, I like both of them. He likes both of me and I like both of him. They're my alter egos and to them I'm wed, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. There's no civil status in my neighborhood. It's that kind of thinking that keeps it so good. I don't take the lead, but I like to be led, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. So why did I move when the neighborhood I traveled in play and I was to roam. Now I want this living as more as I get, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. I do what you're on, so no worries, no cares. If anyone has it, I climb my stairs. Way up at a level where I do not stand, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. If I live with new people, I like more of them. I don't run for me and I lay for a mem. Then I alter ego, or I don't have my bed, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. I like how I'm led and I'm my neighbor's slave. My head's above water, so don't make a way. I don't go to luck and I like to be led, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. So where did I move when I made them a home? I traveled in trailers when I used to roam. Now I'm just living, you won't let me get, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. I do what I want to, no worries, no cares. If anyone has it, I'm climbing my bed. Way up at a level where astronauts tread, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. If you're kind of people, I like more than them. I like both of them and I like more of them. If no one's a sample, I don't make a bed, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head. I like how I'm living, I'm my neighbor's way. My bed's above water, so don't make a way. I don't like to lie, and I'd like to be dead, cause I'm happy I live in a split-level head.
What do you say? Like, don't touch me, tomato. You touch me this, touch me that. Touch me everything I got. Touch me plum, me apple too. But here's one thing you just can't do. All you do is feel up, feel up. Ain't you tired of feel up, feel up? All you do is squeeze up, squeeze up. Man, ain't you tired of squeeze up, squeeze up? Please, mister, don't you touch me, tomato. Please, don't you touch me, tomato. Touch me, yeah, me pumpkin potato. Goodness sake, don't touch me, tomato. Touch me, tomato. Touch me, yeah, me pumpkin potato. Goodness sake, don't touch me, tomato. Mister, take advice from me. The more you look, the less you see. But if you just must have your way, double the price you have to pay. Cause all you do is feel up, feel up. Ain't you tired? Feel up, feel up. All you do is squeeze up, squeeze up. Man, ain't you tired of squeeze up, squeeze up? You hard like the coconut, but nuts are nuts and nothing but. Before the chapter's good and hot, make up your mind, man, what is what? Cause all you do is feel up, feel up. Ain't you tired? Feel up, feel up. All you do is squeeze up, squeeze up. Man, ain't you tired of squeeze up, squeeze up?
Have you ever heard of organic foods?
No, I've never heard of orgasmic fluids. I mean, what did you say?
I said organic foods.
Oh.
Say, fella, where do you eat?
Oh, soggy diner. I like a Grimm's burger now and then, but I usually eat at McBarnyard's Golden Starches or Colonel Bucket's Chicken Blasphemy.
It's certainly evident. Look at yourself in that mirror.
Huh?
Look at your complexion.
Oh.
Look at those zits. Stand up straight. Stick out your chest. Smile. No, smile.
I am smiling.
Good heavens, man, your face has gone limp. Obviously, I got here just in time. You need health foods.
Health foods? But I'm not healthy.
Exactly. And you should start with brain foods.
Oh, I hate brains. I don't see what this has to do with me.
It has everything to do with you. You are what you eat.
Last week, I was a hot dog, except when I was a French fry.
Now, listen, punk.
This morning, I was a glazed donut.
Shut up! You're making me sick. Now, get this straight. I'm your organic gardening angel.
Huh?
I'm here to tell you that if you eat organic foods, you'll feel better all the time.
Are you implying that mankind wasn't meant to suffer?
Don't be ridiculous. I'm just saying do what you can.
Well, I'd rather do what I can.
Never mind all that. Just eat natural foods. They're super...
You mean supernatural?
You said it, buddy. Supernatural. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
She said I drove her, and that's too bad, 'cause it's not over. You don't fool me, you're leaving something out again. Don't listen to them, man, you'll never make it. They're more than friends, make no mistake. It takes too long coming back to the end. We'll be right back.
I'm a state trooper with your highway patrol. I'll tell you about a man I knew, and when the story's told, I hope you'll heed its warning and not his fate repeat. This drinking driver with four in the floor and the fifth beneath the seat. I was on patrol that fateful night on highway number one when the leader of the pack came by wide open just for fun. My engine roared as I gave chase, such a challenge I must meet. This wild man with four in the floor and a fifth beneath the seat. I watched his taillights up ahead, weaving through the dark, crossing over the center line, speeding past the 100 mark. He didn't know the road like I. His car began to swerve. His brake lights flashed, his eyes screamed loud. He lost it on the curb. His car turned over several times, I'd say about 13. I knew that he was hurt real bad. It was a tragic scene. I called an ambulance and gave first aid the very best I could, knowing he was dying fast. He'd lost a lot of blood. He called my name and asked me please to tell his folks goodbye. And I tried to reassure him that he wasn't going to die. He pleaded, God have mercy, then died there on the street. Beside his car with four in the floor and the fifth beneath the seat.
There's a gay Hawaiian party lasting all week through. A happy island party just for me and you. Take a lot of sweet romancing, mix it with a moonlit sea. Add a little hula dancing, and you've got a little notion what a party can be. There's a royal welcome waiting where the skies are blue. But join the celebrating, that's the thing to do. You've got to see Hawaii in Aloha Week, so make a reservation right away for every little smarty heading for the party today.
Checking out the trunk. I see you girls checking out the front of my trunk. I see you girls looking at my junk, then checking out my rump, then back to my sugar lumps. When I shake it all up. You probably think that my pants have the mumps. It's just my sugar lump, bump, bump.
They look so good, that's why I keep them in the front.
All the ladies checking out my sugar lumps.
They drive the ladies crazy.
All these bitches checking out my britches. Put them in a trance when I wear track pants. My dungarees make them hungry. They roll with the room when I don pantaloons.
My sugar lumps are two of a kind. Sweet and white and highly refined. Honey's try all kind of tomfoolery to steal a feel of my family jewelry. My cannibals cause a kerfuffle. The ladies, they hustle to ruffle my truffle. If you party with the party prince, you get two complimentary after dinner mints.
Girls around me when I'm standing on the stoop. Give me gifts like free chicken soup. Book tokens, free chicken soup. Standing on the corner going
we see you girls checking out our trunks. We see you girls checking out the front of our trunk. We see you girls looking at our junk. Then checking out our rumps. Then back to our sugar lumps.
Doing my thing. When in walks a guy with his dick in a sling, I'm like, holy shit, what happened to you? He said, how much will you give me for the family jewels? I said, $10. He said, no way, $10 and a frisbee. He said, okay. And I took his sugar lumps and put them up in a display and sold them as hacky sacks later that day.
All the ladies, they want a test of my sugar lumps. Sweet sugar lumps. All the ladies, they want a test of my sugar lumps.
Please don't freeze on me. Please don't freeze on me. When the sun goes down and the You've got the kind of loving that I can't do without, but please don't freeze on me. Baby, I love the things you say. Could listen to you talking all day. But all that sweet talk that you do don't mean a thing if you can't follow through. Kiss me right and I'll feel a glow. If there isn't any glow, then you got to go. You're a real cool daddy. When you try to please, you can be cool daddy, but don't freeze, please. Don't freeze on me. Don't freeze on me. You must fight if you will be mean. If you want to, I'll love you still. But please don't freeze on me. I don't care if you fool around, daddy, but you'd better not cool down, daddy. Yes, you better keep a hot flame burning. If you don't know how, you better learn it. I'll give you everything I've got if you keep your loving hot. Ooh, I like the way you rock and roll. Knock wood, ooh, you thrill my soul. Please don't freeze on me. Please don't freeze on me. Please don't freeze on me.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up the first portion of tonight's program. And what a way to wrap it up, I say. I say that. That means it's time for us to move along to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. As we begin that, well, first, let me remind you that January